Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The United Nations, the head of the United Nations, Chief National Security General Ban Ki-moon, he's been over for quite some time. I don't know the number of years. But as he's leaving, I guess you could see Moon right here. Yes. I wish I could remember who this was. But there's one particular man. He says, one thing I hate to hear. I hate to hear a retiring politician, and they say at the end of their entire political career,
after all the time with their service and leadership,
yes, they say, you know, this is what needs to be done. It's like, you just spent your whole time in leadership, mm-hmm. and now they're leaving. And what he admits is there's been a biased treatment against Israel, which we've known it, but just to hear the general secretary to the United Nations,
that's a huge statement
to say, acknowledge what's going on. We'll show you more about that, but he's saying there has been a bias against Israel out of the United Nations, and we've been talking about that, and we're excited. This is a great sign right here. As a matter of fact, the first thing he says,
admitted on Friday, he said the organization has a disproportionate amount of resolutions against Israel.
So we talked about this disproportionate, you know, and he's saying on Friday that it's just huge. You're about to see it in a moment. But basically, 10 million to one. I'm exaggerating. But they would always focus on Israel. It's been crazy. I mean, you're going to hear Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a moment talking about 250,000 deaths in Syria. Well, that was October 2015. Now it is up to 450,000+ that have died, and they've only had one violation from the United Nations
against Syria.
While you had just bukus of
resolution after resolution against Israel, and just now the president of the General Assembly is now saying,
"Yes,
we've got things."
We're glad he's saying it, but you know, great loss of life and troubles happen. He also said, what else did he say?
He said that the anti-Israel sentiment has foiled the ability of the United Nations to fulfill its role effectively.
So he's saying the bias has prevented it from operating as it should be happening. This is exciting. The sad thing about it, he's a retiring politician. He's leaving, and another one's coming in. So hopefully the new one's going to have the same sentiments that are going on. But what else did he say? He also said?
Well, the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Dannon, said, over the last decade, I have argued that we cannot have a bias against Israel at the UN.
I think that actually was the Security Secretary Council as well that was there. And when you're looking at it, it's like a broken record. It's like a broken record over and over again in the past decade as they spoke against, and this is what the ambassador was saying right there, that this has been like a broken record. And it has been. You've heard us talk about it, and we haven't stopped talking about it, even though you're thinking about, you know, when are you going to do something with this? You know, when are you going to do something about this? And you've been praying, we've been praying, we've been asking God, we've been prophesying, and we're seeing this huge shift. And what else did the Prime Minister Dannon say to Israel?
He said, during this time, the United Nations passed 223 resolutions condemning Israel, while only 8 resolutions condemning the Syrian regime, as it has massacred its citizens over the past 6 years. This is absurd, he says.
Yeah, and it's just been going on and on and on continually, and you're thinking, like, when are they going to actually respond to this? And as a matter of fact, he says that during this decade, 33 Israelis and 2 foreign visitors have been killed, as you can see right here, in Palestinian stabbings that we've been showing you that's taking place, shootings and car rammings since October of the last year. And it's just crazy. You're at a bus stop. You know, you're an Israeli citizen. You're about to catch the bus or the shirut, whatever they call it. And all of a sudden, this lady comes up, and she looks like a, you know, what you can see her because she's in a hijab. She has her purse, and she pulls this big, long butcher knife out, like 14 inches, and begins to try to, she literally stabs the person standing at the bus. And it's like, and the United Nations has been overwhelmingly not even talking about these things taking place that we just mentioned.
And while all this is happening, they're condemning Israel, and they're passing resolutions on how Israel's in the wrong.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, so the UN, you're just seeing, you know, Ki-moon talking about that, hey, we've been biased, you know. And, of course, he's just one person on there, but it would have been nice if he was sitting at the council and facing everybody go, you're biased. And Bibi did that. But let's go back and look at what the United Nations has done in this unstoppable voting bloc, because things are shifting. This is so exciting, this moment of mercy and grace that we're seeing right now. Let's go back and look at what the biasness that against Israel that the resigning or retiring
President of the General
Assembly, Ban Ki-moon, is talking about, because he was there
during this entire time.
Most of it. As a matter of fact, take a look at it here. Yeah.
No matter how you feel about the United Nations, it's the one place on planet Earth where nations get together and attempt to speak with one voice. That's why their resolutions can make a big difference. So when people all around the world see that approximately 40% of the UN Human Rights Council resolutions were against just one country, most of us would assume that country must be a really bad place. Perhaps ruled by, say, a genocidal dictator who kills his own people, or maybe a tyrant continually threatening to annihilate another country. But actually, the country that has been condemned more times than every repressive country on Earth combined is a democracy. The only viable democracy in the Middle East, Israel. And with these repeated resolutions against Israel, it's easy to see why so many in the international community perceive Israel as a major cause of world problems. But are all these resolutions really justified? Because whether or not you agree with how Israel is handling its many challenges, when you do a basic comparison, like the number of deaths Israel is responsible for with the number of condemnations they've received, and then make that same comparison with other countries, it paints a surprising picture of a possible double standard. What could explain the enormous imbalance? Quick history lesson. In 1975, Cuba needed to gather support in order to take down the biggest democratic superpower dominating the global schoolyard, the United States. Seeing how the UN was mostly controlled by the democratic superpowers, Cuba, along with other communist nations, finally found a way to even the playing field, because it just so happened that, at the same time, a number of Muslim countries were looking for new, creative ways to gang up on Israel. So the communists realized that by joining the Muslims' anti-Israel coalition, they could create an unstoppable voting bloc inside the UN. Because with every resolution they passed against Israel, they simultaneously discredited Israel's ally, the United States. So in 1975, the newfound communist Muslim voting bloc spearheaded the passing of a UN resolution that officially stated, Zionism is a form of racism. Yes, Zionism. The movement trying to find ways to protect Jews from racism was redefined as racism, which is kind of like saying the civil rights movement is racism and Martin Luther King is a racist. This is why resolution after resolution after resolution against Israel from 1975 until this day.
You see, Ki-moon, he is the one that has said that they have been biased. Well, you're looking at the stats right there. We just had the stats on there. And it's overwhelmingly biased towards Israel. And October of last year, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu went to the United Nations and he spoke to them. He said, listen, it's time for this to stop. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
And the UN, distinguished delegates, should do one more thing. The UN should finally rid itself of the obsessive bashing of Israel. Here's just one absurd example of this obsession. In 4 years of horrific violence in Syria, more than 250,000 people have lost their lives. That's more than 10 times the number of Israelis and Palestinians combined who've lost their lives in a century of conflict between us. Yet last year, this assembly adopted 20 resolutions against Israel and just one resolution about the savage slaughter in Syria. Talk about injustice. Talk about disproportionality. 20. Count them. One against Syria. Well, frankly, I'm not surprised. To borrow a line from Yogi Berra, the late, great baseball player and part-time philosopher, when it comes to the annual bashing of Israel at the UN, it's deja vu all over again. Enough. 31 years after I stood here for the first time, I'm still asking, when will the UN finally check its anti-Israel fanaticism at the door? When will the UN finally stop slandering Israel as a threat to peace and actually start helping Israel advance peace?
This is so important because this is what the ambassador, Israel's ambassador to the United Nations was saying. This is what the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was talking about. And that was a year ago. And by the way, that's 250,000 Syrians that were dead then. Today, it's over 450,000 and only one ruling against them. And you're looking at that we need to respond. Now, Ki-moon is leaving, so we got to pray for whoever replaces him that they'll pick that. But I'm telling you, 1 year ago, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, he looked dead center at every nation in the United Nations, and he's just saying, when are we going to stop this? As a matter of fact, let's remember that moment, what he did October 1st, 2015, which means Ban Ki-moon knew that was going on, but they were silent as can be. Take a look.
The Assembly of Experts. He spoke about Israel, home to over 6 million Jews. He pledged, quote, there will be no Israel in 25 years, end quote. 70 years after the murder of 6 million Jews, Iran's rulers promised to destroy my country, murder my people. And the response from this body, the response from nearly every one of the governments represented here has been absolutely nothing. Utter silence. Deafening silence. Perhaps you can understand why Israel is not joining you in celebrating this deal.
You look at that. I was looking for Ki-moon. He wasn't even there, sitting as the leader of that. But listen, it's changing. Yeah. You know, we're looking at shifts, this mercy shifts taking place, and this is epicenter of great potential transition. Yes. And we get back from the break. I'm going to tell you what the Lord shared with me prophetically about what we need to do during this time, because there's something the church needs to be doing as God is showing forth great mercy to America and to Israel and to the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.